Listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today from WRCO, it's our January visit about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, our monthly visit, and we have in the studio today Leif Carlson, we have Rod Reitz, and we have June Nee. Joanne Krulatz will check in a little bit as well, talking about some prevention tips. First of all, June, you guys had your very first meeting. Is the year officially underway now?
Good morning, Phil. Yes, our 2024 Walk with Grace is on the way, and we had a great first meeting. I really had a lot of people show up. That was really exciting. We got some ideas going, and we're excited to get going here.
Can you give us any idea, you know, input on what you got, or is
sure,
it a secret?
Yeah, no secret. And I am looking, you know, for any other suggestions, but we talked a little bit about having a theme this year. I think one year we skipped it, and I think a lot of people missed that. So we want to have a theme, t-shirt color, and we're going to be working on ambassadors. So by this February meeting, we'd like to vote on a theme. So anybody that has any ideas out there that they can think of a good theme for us, please let us know. Come to the meetings. So by February meeting, we'd like to vote on that theme and maybe our t-shirt color and get lots of nominations for ambassadors. We're going to go back to having four ambassadors this year, like in previous years.
Right, because last year you didn't. It was the special year. It was the anniversary year, and you got away from that. So it's going to be nice to welcome that back, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it will be. Last year was amazing. I think that was my favorite part of the walk last year, and it was an amazing walk, being our 20th year. But that was just my favorite part, having as many ambassadors as we could get back, and it was just wonderful. It was a wonderful reunion, and to see everybody there and all the families, it was amazing.
So how does the ambassador, how does that work then? Do people maybe nominate them, or do people in the committee choose them, or how do you go about that?
Yes, we have people can nominate someone in their family, a friend, community. There is a form, and I think we're working on updating that form right now, and then I believe it will probably be on the website, but I will get that information for everyone. And you fill out the form, but please talk to the person first. Make sure that they are okay with being nominated to be an ambassador. And then if they are okay with it, nominate them and bring it to the Grace office. And then we will look at all of them, and then we will vote on four. And then we'll go, I believe, to the board to be finalized.
One of the things I think that used to scare off ambassadors was public speaking, but you don't have to do that as much as you used to, right?
Right. Nope. There's no public speaking anymore. The few things that you need to do is be available if you can for the kickoff in May. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. We're going to do some parades this summer. So if you would be able to ride along in a parade or two, that would be wonderful. You can ride along. We usually have a truck or a trailer, something for us to sit in. And then you will do your story for the newspaper. You write up your story and turn that in. And then also you'll do an interview on WRCO. And that can be recorded ahead of time or done live, however we decide to do that. So it's not the speaking in front of everyone at Captain's Night or at the walk.
Yeah, and that's down the road, certainly. A lot of things in the meantime, and you got the year off right. I think one of the very first big things now is going to be the 5K run. Do you have any more details on that this time?
No, I don't. We're going to have to look for Al to give us more information on that. Yes, we're really excited about that. As far as the walk goes, our next meeting is going to be the third Thursday in February. So that's the 15th February, 6 p.m. at the Grace office above Royal Bank. Everyone is welcome. If you would love to come, and you don't have to be put to work if you don't want to, but if you just want to come, we're looking for ideas on how can we change things up this year. If you have an idea of what you'd like to see done at the walk this year, we're looking for that. Ideas for themes and for the t-shirt colors, that kind of stuff. And then we will have our kickoff in May. And that's going to be the third Thursday in May, May 16th at the community center.
I know the walk is very traditional. A lot of people like that, but then some other people like to see changes. So there's kind of a fine line, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. I love all the traditional things. We'll always have the luminaries, reading the luminary names, those special things, the food at the walk. And it's wonderful as it is. But you're right. There are some people that will come up and say, you know, what about something different? You know, maybe changing it up a little bit. And if anybody has any ideas, we'd sure love to hear them.
And certainly ideas for fundraisers. There's always some unique things there, too. But can they ask the board for info if they're looking for some ideas?
I think if you have any questions, you can go to walkwithgrace.com. And I believe there's a section there that you can reach out to us and ask any question, and we'll get back to you.
How can people contact Grace if they're in need of service or if they have a question about the service area and those kind of things?
Yeah, there's a Grace phone number, and I don't know what that is right off the top of my head, but we do have a Grace phone number, and they can call that. And I believe all that information will be on the website, walkwithgrace.com. And then also, I believe the form to apply for help is on there. And like I said, I think all of the board members are on there, and you can ask a question and they will get back to you.
The walk around the world with Grace, we're going to talk about that as well. That's well underway, and you're getting your steps in.
Yes, I am. Yes, I love it. I think it's just been a wonderful idea. I loved it last year. I'm on my way this year. The cold and the snow kind of slowed me down a little bit. Had a few less miles last week, but yeah, that's exciting. And I'm looking forward to each of our potlucks as they come up each month. And I think it's just a wonderful thing. And I hope people continue to sign up.
Good. And again, the next meeting is when?
Our next meeting is Thursday, February 15th at 6 p.m. at the Grace office. And then I just want to let everybody know that kickoff in May will be at the community supper or center. We are going to have a pancake supper again this year. So we're excited about that. And I'll have more information as that gets closer.
That's been successful the last couple of years, hasn't
it? Yeah, people have really enjoyed it. We had a couple ideas for other meals, but with, you know, things kind of expensive now, and we've just gotten so much support for the pancake supper. I think we're going to stick with that for this year. And we're excited. I think it's going to be a good kickoff.
Great. Well, good to have you here.
Thank you, Phil.
Anything else you'd like to add about Grace this year?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. You're the walk chair, but you're always open to ideas. Somebody can help. Certainly, you're always looking for volunteers, too,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. I might be the walk chair, but there's no way I could do this alone. I have great committee members, and they have people that help them. And we want to encourage anybody to send us ideas, come to the meetings. If you have any questions about when the meeting is, just let me know, and I'd love to help.
And a new president, Eileen Stevens, as
yes.
well?
Yes, yes.
And so she's underway with her term as well.
Yes,
we can
she
call
is,
it that.
And she has been very supportive and very helpful. So I think we'll work well together.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you, Phil.
June Nee, walk chair of Walk with Grace. Among the very first things of the year, the 9-pin tap bowling tournament, and Rod Reitz is in the studio to talk a little bit about that. Rod, can it be that time of year again?
I kind of wonder about it because I kind of associate it to the holidays of Easter and Thanksgiving because they're kind of similar areas. And it seems like you just get done with one and the other one's up. It's just how fast the year goes by. But well, yeah, it's time.
It was a successful golf outing this year for you as well?
Yeah, we had a... what was it, September, we did golf, and I think was around, we lost one part of one shift to some rain a little bit, but I think we still had over 140 golfers.
Good.
That in it, and that those funds were after the walk ended for this last year, so those funds are still not in our total yet or anything, and it was a pretty good year.
Did you have to move it to September, or was that when it was planned for?
No, we've always done it in July for a long time, but it seemed like it was always very, very hot, and we had seemed to have storms quite a bit, so we thought we'd move it to September. It's a little cooler and a little less going on, and it seemed to work real good the first few years, and then all of a sudden storms kind of started coming again, so we've been rained out. I think a couple times off one shift, never total, but off of a shift or two. But yeah, the golf goes over good. And as soon as the golf is done, people are asking, when is the bowling? Do you have a date on the bowling yet? And that one, actually, we can tell them because we always pick the Pro Bowl weekend. It's the weekend in between the last playoff games and the Super Bowl, and most people aren't too interested in the Pro Bowl.
No, that's what I was going to say. Not too much of a conflict there.
They,
right?
They kind of at the bowling alley save that date for us. And so this year, again, it's the same thing, the Pro Bowl weekend, which is February 4th. And we have three shifts of bowling. The first one's at 9:45, the second one's at 12:30, and the third one's at 3:15. And already the middle one, the 12:30 and the 3:15 are pretty well full already. Then there may be a cancellation, so I still encourage people to call and give me their name and what shift they'd like. And if somebody cancels out, hopefully I can fit some more in. And if there's some teams might only come with four bowlers, and we can have five in some cases if they're better bowlers a little bit, you can kind of get through with six even if you have to. But yeah, the 9:45 shift still has probably four or five spots available. So, but I would, if you're interested, please call as soon as you can. The bowling alley's phone number is 649-7469, or they can call me direct at 608-604-1464.
Is there a sign-up sheet at the Phoenix Center there for people?
Yeah, there is a sign-up sheet on the wall. And like I say, there were some openings on the first shift.
So that's coming up Sunday, February 4th. It's just past Groundhog's Day, but it's kind of like kind of a cabin fever thing, isn't it, for people to come out?
Yeah, I think it is. And seems like certain groups get their teams together and they bowl. They look forward to that bowling, and it's kind of like a little family or class reunion thing where they get together and they spend the day. And some people come and just play cards. Some people come just to watch and get in the raffles, because we do have raffles during the day. Each shift has a table full of stuff that they can win, and from gift cards to bowling, or I mean to golf certificates, and lots of baked goods, and just a lot of odds and end prizes, and anybody can bet or buy tickets on those. They don't have to be just bowlers. And then we also run a 50-50 raffle every shift. So when that shift is over, we do the drawing so people don't have to stay the whole day until the end of the day to find out. And each shift, like I say, has a 50-50 raffle. And some years it gets up to around $1,000. So there's good participation in that. And then we also have some silent auction items that they're there all day to bid on, and usually after the last shift around 5:30 or 5:45, something like that, we usually stop the bidding, and some people are there, some aren't. I have to deliver some of them, and that goes over pretty good too.
So this is a 9-pin tap tournament. I know you're a bowler, Rod. Some have 8 pins, some have 9. You must prefer the 9?
I don't know. I guess that was just what was popular when we started, and most people did a 9-pin tap. But seems like if I would have an 8-pin tap, I would get 7 if I had. So with 9 pins, I guess, yeah. So you get 9 pins or a strike, it counts as a strike, but anything less than 9, you have to throw at the spare.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of fun. I think sometimes those of us that aren't as good bowlers, we got a shot in this kind of a tournament, don't we?
It's kind of amazing. Sometimes people do better when they have to get all 10 pins down, and they get in a 9-pin tap, and they seems like they, I don't know if it's nerves or what, but seems like the pins just don't fall sometimes. But also in the 9-pin tap, the bowling alley puts a special pin in each rack, and if it comes up as the head pin, and on your first ball, if you throw a natural strike, they give everybody a drink chip. So everybody tries pretty hard. It puts a little extra pressure on them to try and get a strike on that when that pin's up. But
try to get that strike, yeah. Or at least 9 of the pins then. That's awesome. A lot of the people that golf probably come out and do the bowling thing too?
Yeah, there's some that do both. And mm-hmm. And some don't ever bowl or golf during the year other than our event, and they relax and just have a good time, and you know, they remember the good shots, the good balls that they throw, and it's just a fun day.
So both of your events are going to go to the Coffers of Grace this year in August then.
Right, yeah. Both of the September one will be, we've already completed that, like I say, and we've got money to add to the Grace, our team total. And speaking of our team total, I think I did this in when we talked about the golf back in September, but last year our team alone raised $29,970.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That deserves a one-man standing ovation.
I had a very small part of that. we do a lot. We do good in the bowling and the golf things, and then we also sell quite a few of the calendar raffle tickets. And we just have a lot of people that give us donations, and it just accumulates. Every buck goes to a good cause there. And also that $29,970, that brought our 17-year total over the 300,000 mark.
So oh, my.
We're up to like 307,000.
Good for you, Rod.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And you've had good support from the business community, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. The businesses chip in big time on gift cards and some. They'll just say, what do you need? Go pick something out off the shelf or something, you know. Yeah, and I always have a nice thank you in the paper afterwards, thanking all the businesses. And some of the same businesses year after year, if I haven't contacted them, a lot of times they will call me and say, I think you're running your bowling or your golf. You need something or whatever. And they actually get a hold of me sometimes. But
they look out for you.
Yeah. And some of the same ones are there every year. Like the golf course always donates 2 people, 9 holes of golf with a cart for each shift. So if somebody gets their name drawn on that raffle, you know, a lot of them run right up there. Is the golf ticket still available, you know? And so they look out for some of those. We always have for like Culver's and Subway and Richland Family Restaurant. They all donate some food certificates for a meal or whatever. But
so when you win the raffle, you get the first dibs on the prizes?
Yeah, it's a mad rush. Uh-huh. You know, he calls a name, and he tries to give them a little bit of time to get there. And then he starts calling more names, and then it gets a little confusing. People... we don't wait, you know, if the first one doesn't come right away, he'll call another name shortly, and then that person will come up. So you'll get several at the table at one time. So if they know, they look it over a little bit ahead of time, they can pick it out and know where it's at.
You haven't had to referee any fights or anything, have you?
No, not yet. No,
okay. Well, I'm sure you won't. So it all goes for a good cause. So there's still some openings. And I'm guessing, like you said, people just want to stop by. It's just fun to kind of people watch and visit.
Yeah, anybody's welcome to come up. You don't have to bowl. But you can participate in all the raffles, the 50-50 or the table raffle or silent auction. And just come and have a good time. And one thing they do for each shift, the bowling alley also does, is they give us 1 free pizza. So we have a special drawing just for those 12 lanes. And one of the lanes wins a large pizza that the bowling alley donates. So just a lot of little things that, add to the day.
Yeah, the Phoenix Center has really been a supporter, too.
Oh, very, very much.
Yeah. Well, anything else you'd like to add about the event Sunday, February 4th, Rod?
I think I've covered everything. If anybody wants to bowl, just show up at around the first shift, 9:45, 12:30 is the second, 3:15. And if a team doesn't show or they're short a bowler, we hopefully can fit some more people on.
Good. Thanks for coming in today. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Rod Reitz joining us, June Nee earlier, and we'll have Leif Carlson coming up next talking about the walk around the world with Grace here on WRCO. Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO. Leif Carlson is here, and in fact, it's real timely we have him here because tonight is a big night for Grace. Leif?
Yeah, good morning, Phil.
Good morning. What can you tell us about the event this evening?
Yeah, so tonight we're having about 60 to 65 people are coming for our Walk Around the World with Grace kickoff dinner and at the community center, and it starts at 5:30.
Okay. So what is the menu?
Yeah. So part of, the reason that we do Walk Around the World with Grace is for cancer prevention. And so then by walking and exercising, people can lower the risk of cancer. But you can also do that through diet. And so tonight's meal is going to be served. It's a Mediterranean diet based meal. And I kind of have been calling it Wisconsinian because it's going to be Wisconsin foods that you can buy here.
Really?
Served as in a Mediterranean diet, in a way. And so I've been working with my wife, Marsha, who's a registered dietitian, and we prepared a meal that is really, really going to be, I hope, really good and also very healthy for people. So here's what's up. So we're going to be having, when you have a Mediterranean diet, you want one-fourth of your plate to be the main protein. Okay, so imagine cutting your plate in four pieces. You want one-fourth of that to be protein. So we're going to have chicken and mushrooms. And another fourth of your plate, you want to picture as the carbohydrates. And I'm combining those carbohydrates, which are potatoes and squash, and we're going to combine that with carrots and rosemary and olive oil. And all those vegetables are going to get roasted together and then served up. And so we're taking that one quarter carbohydrate, but we're actually squishing that into half the plate. Is going to be these roasted vegetable medley with potatoes, carrots, and squash. And then the other fourth of the plate is going to be really good fresh green beans. And so it's going to be it's going to be really fun. And then we're having a salad. An endless bowl of salad will be on the tables for people, walnuts and sunflower seeds. And then a big part of Mediterranean diet is to use lots of olive oil instead of saturated fats. Olive oil has got special characteristics in it that make it pretty much the healthiest oil that people can eat. And so the salad dressing will be based with olive oil, and then olive oil will be used in all the vegetable roasting.
Interesting. So do you use a lot of seasoning then or not?
Yeah. So it's going to be nice seasonings. The rosemary and other herbs that are going to be on the vegetables is going to be a really outstanding dish on that potato one. Marsha made up a trial for me last week, and I couldn't stop eating it.
It sounds delicious.
It was great.
It really does. Mm-hmm. So people that are coming to your meal tonight, they had to pre-register, correct?
Yeah. Yep. So we're all booked. We have about 60 people coming. And they're all members of someone who had signed up for a Walk Around the World with Grace already. So we have about 300 people signed up, but I would say maybe 100 so far have actively been walking and putting in their miles so far in January. And of those, 60 people then said that they would like to come. Yeah, but we don't have any more room for more people. There's going to be some other fun things going on, or interesting things. Marsha's going to actually present about Mediterranean diet. She's going to have handouts and resources for people to look up, recipes. And we are also having a presentation on cancer prevention by Dr. Christine Richards. And then at the end, there's going to be a surprise, but I'm telling all the people to bring your dancing shoes and plan on staying from 7 till 7:30 to do a little bit of dancing at the end of the show.
When you talk about walk around the world, you're also talking about just moving any old way. And dancing is a wonderful way to, you can put down those minutes, can't you?
Exactly. So it's defined as moderate activity. So moderate activity is anything where you get your heart rate up to the point where if you were just trying to have a conversation like we are now, it'd be a little bit difficult because you'd be a little bit out of breath. So imagine like a fast walk, that's moderate activity. Certainly if you're heading up a ridge while hunting or gathering wood and searching for morels, that would be moderate activity for sure. So dancing, hula hooping, cruising around fast in a wheelchair, whatever it is for you, where you get your heart rate up fast, counts as moderate activity. And then for our walk around the world, we're virtually walking around. We're adding all of our miles together. But if people dance for 20 minutes, they get to count that as 1 mile. Or if they, jump roping for 20 minutes, that's a mile. So every 20 minutes counts 1 mile towards our walk.
This time of year, snowshoeing. How much? Well, that could count quite a ways.
Snowshoeing would be fabulous. Snow shoveling. You get 14 inches of snow and you're out there.
And some people did, too.
You are definitely going to have your heart rate up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You talked about snowshoeing, and this is a little bit off topic, but you were in the Birkebeiner for
right.
a few years.
That was it's cross-country skiing.
Oh, cross-country skiing.
Yeah, now yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, I did 18 Birkebeiners. I know that there's some people in our community who have done the race up in Hayward. It's the third weekend in February, always up in Hayward. And it's a 34-mile ski race, cross-country ski race, up and down hills. And it takes a lot of training. I did 18 of them. Marsha, my wife, has done 10. So, yeah, it's a big event and a fun event.
What kind of training do you do for those kind of things other than the event itself?
Yeah, so we were training when we lived in Minnesota. I would actually take aluminum bar stock and I put wheels on it, like rollerblade wheels, and then I mounted ski bindings so I could train in the summer. So I would do skiing in the summer on roller skis, and I built those for Marsh and I, and then... In the fall, we would start doing like hill. We didn't have as good a hills as we have around here with the ridges, but we would you would find hills and do repeats up and down hills walking with poles. And then once the snow was flying around December 1st, then you'd start getting in a lot of cross-country skiing to train.
Did you look for a patent for those roller shoes or not?
No, but it's funny. They sell them commercially. I just didn't have enough money at the time to buy them, so I made my own. But... my son was on a ski training program when he was in high school, probably a junior or sophomore. And the ski training program was for high schoolers in the summertime. And so there were probably 100 kids who 99 of them had the commercial ones. And then my son had the homemade. And they had a speed test where they actually did a race, and he won the race.
Okay.
I was really happy because it was on homemade skis.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you want to encourage people to sign up for the event. It's still not too late, right?
Right. Walk Around the World with Grace goes all the way through July. And so it's never, ever too late to start exercising and getting yourself healthy. You know that there are so many benefits of being healthy and being active. And so I encourage all people who are hearing this to go to walkwithgrace.com and then find the sign up for Walk Around the World with Grace. Including you, Phil.
Yeah, I know. I got to do that. You know, I guess I'm putting it off for better weather. That's what it is. But yeah. If you've got like 300 people and, you know, some of them aren't active yet, right? So I'm not the only one that's on the couch, right?
Right, right. So 17 or 18,000 people in our county, I think.
Rod Reed's too.
In this listening area. So we can certainly do better than 300. So, my goal is to get every person around to to be active and get their exercise. About 2.5 hours per week is recommended. So think of that as a half hour per day of good, moderate exercise. Get out, walk, ski, whatever it is that you want to do. Go to Simons. I want to thank Simons. They're helping sponsor this year. They're going to be giving away door prizes at each of our monthly potlucks and also in tonight's at tonight's dinner.
Great.
So, yeah, thank you to Simons.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a small milking herd dispersal featuring 22 head of Holstein cows, mostly first and second lactation, milked in a stall barn and let out daily with the bull. Plus, their weekly run of fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs. Improve your business signage with BL Signs. Areas of fog this morning and then breaks of sun developing and mild conditions. A high of 41 expected. Some sprinkles and flurries possible tonight. A low of 31. A dense fog advisory in effect until 9 this morning for most of our area. Sauk County not included, but otherwise everyone else is. It is 29 degrees.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. A veteran Democratic lawmaker has a new job as a judge. Lena Taylor resigned her state Senate seat on Friday after Governor Tony Evers appointed her to a vacant seat on the Milwaukee County Circuit Court bench. The Milwaukee Democrat has represented the 4th State Senate District since 2005 and served one term in the state assembly before that. Taylor has previously run unsuccessfully for Milwaukee County Executive twice for mayor of Milwaukee and most recently for municipal judge last year. Taylor assumes her new judicial role coming up this week. A proposed lemon law for agricultural equipment has a public hearing tomorrow at the Capitol. State Senator Andre Jacques drafted the bill in response to farmers who repeatedly had to return machinery for warranty work. The DePere Republican says other states, including Illinois and Minnesota, already have a similar law. Wisconsin has had a vehicle lemon law since the 80s. That costs associated with agricultural equipment are much more substantial is the concern. Jock said the bipartisan bill gained support after an assembly hearing, and he's optimistic it can still pass before the session ends. The hearing before the State Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee starts at 11. Well, filing season get underway today.
IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says you should be sure to have all the documents you need before you fire up your tax software or visit your tax preparer.
So you want to have your W-2s from work, but also your 1099s from your bank or broker for interest or dividends you may have earned.
Miller says the safest and easiest way to file your taxes is e-filing them, and you can do that for free if you follow the links from the IRS Free File program online at irs.gov. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The elected officials in western Wisconsin are still coming to terms with the departure of a major healthcare employer. Last week, HSHS Health System announced it will close its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. State Senator Jeff Smith called the news shocking. The Eau Claire Democrat said the sudden move has caused a lot of concern in the region, including how to replace mental health services offered at Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire. The majority of the HSHS and Prevea closures will be complete by April 21st. More than 1,200 HSHS and Prevea employees will be impacted. The American Red Cross is still looking for donors after 15,000 donations were canceled nationwide this month. Wisconsin Red Cross spokesperson Mary Jane Thompson says they've partnered with the NFL to give away tickets to the Super Bowl. You'll have to donate blood by the end of January to qualify for those tickets. You can find that app and sign up for a blood drive online at redcrossblood.org. In fact, there's one going on today from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments can be made by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Senator Howard Markline will be holding listening sessions for residents of the 17th Senate District. All residents of the 17th District are invited to attend. The first will be held today from 1 until 2 at the Blanchardville Village Hall. Additional sessions are planned for Friday, February 2nd from 10 until 11 at the New Lisbon Library Community Room and Monday, February 12th from 1:30 until 2:30 at the Platteville Public Library. The format for the listening sessions is designed for the legislators to receive input and ideas about issues facing residents in the district. The legislators do not plan to answer questions, debate ideas, challenge the ideas, or otherwise comment because they seek to hear every point of view equally. Constituents are welcome to attend listening sessions, and also you can submit written ideas. Also, facility capacity limitations could impact audience observations. As always, all constituents are invited to call, email, or write to the legislators at any time to share thoughts, ideas, and concerns. The spring funding round is open to apply for assistance from For Pete's Sake. Anyone who resides in the River Valley School District and finds themselves in health-related circumstances through no fault of their own, for which assistance is needed, is urged to apply. All applications are reviewed by the For Pete's Sake Committee, who determine the number of recipients to be funded and the amount that each recipient will receive. Payments are made directly to the recipient's creditors. Applications are available on the For Pete's Sake website. Applications are due Friday, March 8th.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 41. Areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, some breaks of sunshine. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some sprinkles and flurries possible. A low of 31. And Tuesday, 38. Variable clouds and breezy. Isolated flurries or drizzle early. Wednesday, up to 45 degrees. In Richland Center, yesterday we topped out at 34. We did receive a trace of precipitation. Right now, after a midnight reading of 31, we are down from that, and it is 29 degrees. There are no announcements in the school department today. It looks like it is an on-time morning.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy, bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, we begin a new week in high school sports. Details on the Bucks officially introducing a new man over the weekend as their head man, and the Super Bowl pairing is set.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Here's a look at tonight's area sports schedule. Royal will be at Ithaca in a boys basketball game featuring a couple of ranked teams. Hear the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Richland Center travels to Lodi on a Monday night for a non-conference matchup. Cashton is playing at New Lisbon and Adams Friendship at Portage. In girls basketball tonight, Seneca at Wonewoc Center, Westby at La Crescent, and West Salem at Viroqua, Lancaster at Southwestern, Fenimore visits Benton, Wazika Steuben is at Belmont, Schulzburg at Highland, and Platteville is at Potosi-Cassville. On the state scene, Marquette gets big production from several players after taking a 75-57 Big East Conference win over Seton Hall. Saturday's victory runs the Golden Eagles winning streak to 4 in a row. The Eagles go on the road tomorrow night to meet Villanova. Also in basketball news, Damian Lillard becomes the latest Bucks veteran to say Doc Rivers was the best choice for head coach. Lillard cites Rivers' experience and strong presence. Questions about Rivers' in-game strategy have been raised as Milwaukee determined who should replace fired coach Adrian Griffin. The Bucks outscored New Orleans 141-117 Saturday. They travel to Denver for a game tonight. The Bucks trail Boston by three games with a 32-14 record. During his inaugural news conference, Doc Rivers was asked what they have to do.
We have to get on the right page, the same page. Our language and our communication defensively, we have to get that right. I think right now you can feel it, some this way, some this way. We got to get on the same page. We got to do things differently, too, than in the past. You know, Drew and Dame are different players. So we have to change some things for sure.
In the championship games yesterday, Brock Purdy threw for 267 yards and a touchdown, and the 49ers rallied from 17 points down at halftime to beat the Detroit Lions 34-31 and reach the Super Bowl. The 49ers scored 17 points in an 8-minute span of the third quarter to tie the game and then pulled away in the fourth to earn a rematch against Kansas City after losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 4 years ago. Detroit became the fourth team to lose a conference title game after leading by at least 17 points and was unable to make the Super Bowl for the first time in franchise history. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were at their magnificent best in the first half, and the Kansas City defense delivered another masterpiece against Lamar Jackson and Baltimore, helping the Chiefs reach the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years with a 17-10 victory in the AFC Championship game. Kelce caught 11 passes for 116 yards and a touchdown. Kansas City will face San Francisco in Detroit. That's coming up. That will be February 11th, seeking to become the first team since New England's 19 years ago win in back-to-back seasons. Travis Kelce and the Chiefs heading to Vegas with a chance for a rare repeat against Purdy and the 49ers. Elsewhere in sports, the Wisconsin women's hockey team came roaring from behind to score four unanswered goals in the final period Saturday. The 5-4 win represented the first time the Badgers have trailed by three goals or more in the third period and managed to earn a win. Minnesota Duluth scored the first three goals of the game and led 4-1 in the final frame. Kirsten Sims found the back of the net with a game winner with just over 1 minute remaining. The Badgers return home to host St. Cloud State to start the next weekend series. The Badger men's hockey team scored the game-winning goal less than a minute into overtime at Michigan Saturday by a score of 6-5. The Badgers have lost just once in the last 13 games. A wild first period saw the teams combined for seven goals. Christian Fitzgerald produced the game-deciding goal just 57 seconds into the extra period. The Badgers had lost five straight times at the Wolverines' Yost Ice Arena in Ann Arbor. They return home to the Kohl Center Friday for a border battle against Minnesota. And the future looks positive for the Brewers after playing four minor league prospects among the top 50. The MLB.com list is the top 100, but Milwaukee's young players are even closer to the top. Outfielder Jackson Chirio is rated number two. He just signed that big $82 million contract. He turns 20 in March. The other top-rated prospects are 6'7" pitcher Jacob Mazarski at number 23, catcher Jefferson Quiro, and infielder Tyler Black. I'm Phil Mee with an update on sports. Great community sponsor, absolutely. Yep. And a lot of people can benefit from them all year long, can't they? Yep. So, good. Well, we hope a lot of people will sign up for that, walk around the world with grace. And I think it's good camaraderie, you know? I mean, once you sign up, I think maybe you kind of feel like maybe you need to do it instead. Maybe, I don't know if it's positive peer pressure. How do you look at it?
Absolutely. There's a, you know, I mean, you hear about certain things like... what's the number one reason or indicator that I would say if someone has solar panels on the roof? And the number one indicator is if their neighbor has solar panels on the roof. Mm-hmm. That's why they would have them. And so if we see people out walking around with our blue vests and we get more and more and more people, I think it's just going to become a thing in this community. And hopefully Richland County then becomes one of the healthiest counties in Wisconsin. And by doing so, we could help prevent cancer. We could reduce cancer.
Did you notice last year that it picked up as the weather got better then as well?
Yeah, it kind of did. The miles were coming in faster and faster and faster as the weather got good. We did have a drop off in the number of people who were coming to the potlucks. So this year we hope to keep that going. Like you said, I think that camaraderie and the motivation of seeing other people who are participating. I would love to see 100 people at a potluck instead of 20 or 30. But I'm looking forward to tonight's dinner with 60 people. It's going to be a record for us.
And after tonight, then, when is the very first potluck then?
Mm-hmm. So then after that, the potlucks are going to be on the third Monday at the community center at 5:30. And so I think the next one is Monday, February, maybe the 19th.
Okay.
I'm guessing around then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, last year they were on Thursday. So you've changed them to Monday nights then?
Yep. Yeah, it is. It is the 19th. We have, we had trouble. Last year we were at the UW Richland and we got the campus. We tried again to get the campus, just the cafeteria with, you know, no food prep or anything. And we were denied that from happening by administration from UW-Platteville, I believe. And so we had to look for a different place. Thursdays were filled at the community center, so we switched to Mondays.
Okay. So we'll make sure that we publicize that and get people out there and that first one then.
Exactly. So. Thank you.
But tonight's is not a potluck. You're providing all the food then.
Yeah, this is dinner for tonight. I'm baking the rest of today. I'm going to be starting doing food prep. Thank Colleen Pulvermacher. She's going to be helping me later today. And
do you have a chef's hat and apron and all that stuff, Lee? For
I do have an apron.
All right.
No hat, but I'll be taking all my knives and cutting boards over to the community center later today to do that work.
Great. Well, let us know how it goes on the next meeting here.
Thank you.
You bet. Leif Carlson joining us here, and earlier Rod Reitz and June Nee as well, as we have our annual Grace update here to begin the year and our first Grace show in the year of 2024. Our morning show continues on WRCO Radio, and we're talking with Joanne Krulatz, who's a member of the Grace Board. And Joanne, you're kind of doing a fill-in role this week as we talk about prevention.
I am. Sherry Scott is actually the chair of the Prevention and Education Committee, and she couldn't be here. So some of the things we wanted to talk about, one of them being National Radon Action Month. And I'd already done an interview, you know, with Troy Morris that you ran on the morning show about Radon Month and, you know, how to test your home and everything. So I said, okay, I'll do it.
Important stuff this time of year. So it's Radon Month during the month of January.
It's Radon Month, and January is also Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. So, yeah, it's a big month.
Grace is all about prevention. You know, you'd like to nip it in the bud if you could. And so what are some things and some information you have in terms of those things this month?
Well, this month being National Radon Action Month, the DHS, the Department of Health Services, encourages all Wisconsinites to test their homes and business locations for radon. Because radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer, and it's estimated to cause over 21,000 deaths each year in the United States. So approximately 962 of those deaths are in Wisconsin. High radon levels are especially dangerous for people who smoke, and the risk of lung cancer is 10 times higher than non-smokers. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas, and what's interesting about it is naturally present in the ground.
Okay.
So what it does is it seeps up through your home's foundation. And then, of course, in the wintertime, you have your doors shut tight, you have your windows locked tight. So what that does then, that radon has nowhere to escape. So that's why January is a prime time, because it's one of the coldest months of the year to test your home. You know, approximately 1 in 10 homes in the state have elevated radon levels. And the rate of action is a level of 4. Then they suggest you mitigate your home. So
are some steps that people can take then? Can they get a kit locally?
You can get a kit at your local Health and Human Services office. When I entered viewed Troy, he works out of the grant office, and Troy Morris is the environmental health coordinator for Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. And then for radon, he also works with Richland and Vernon counties. So that's why he's the go-to guy for Richland County. But free test kits are available through Health and Human Services, or you can also buy them.
Okay. And very important. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a silent, I don't want to say silent killer, but certainly a silent cause of cancer in a lot of cases.
It is, you know, and like those numbers said, I think you hit the nail on the head. It is a silent killer.
So very important, radon month, and not only for the month of January, but the whole year through, right?
Yeah. And it's very easy to test your home. It's just, they give you this test kit and you just set it on a table. It says the lowest level of your home, but what it is, it's the lowest level of your home that you use most often. So if you have a basement, but if it's like mine, like a dungeon, and you don't use it, then you set it in where you spend the most time, which would be my living room or kitchen, you know, so then you set it there.
The kits must be pretty accurate.
They are, yep. One thing is, though, like I said, the mitigation level is 4. So if you're 4 or above, they suggest doing something. But one thing about Wisconsin is it is not required to mitigate the situation. So we don't want people to feel like, I'm not going to test my house because I can't afford to have it fixed. You know, no, test it so you know what it is. You don't, the state isn't going to come in and say, you have to fix it.
Something to watch. Again, we're talking GRACE here. We're talking about prevention. I know that the GRACE office, you guys have some literature there, don't you, in terms of some prevention things and things you can look at?
Yep. We have flyers for things on how to prevent cancer. We have actually shower cards that, you know, how to test for breast cancer and testicular cancer and prostate cancer. And so they're kind of nice for reminders when you're taking a shower, you sure. know, to check yourself.
Right.
So.
And you mentioned some other things coming up here. I know people are excited about the Walk Around with the World with GRACE. We just heard from Leif Carlson, but he's all about prevention and he's all about moving and grooving and getting active, which is probably one of the best things to prevent cancer.
It is. And in fact, that kind of goes along with February. You know, this is the end of January. February, though, is National Cancer Prevention Month.
Oh, I didn't realize it. Okay.
So the American Association for Cancer Research says the federal government estimates that nearly 2 million Americans would be diagnosed with cancer during 2023. And more than 600,000 would die from their disease. Research shows that more than 40% of these cases and nearly half of the deaths can be attributed to preventable causes. So smoking, excess body weight, physical inactivity, and excessive exposure to the sun are among those. And this means that steps such as quitting smoking or never starting in the first place, maintaining a healthy weight, exercising regularly, protecting your skin from the sun, and getting vaccinated against the pathogens that cause certain cancers can dramatically reduce your risk of cancer in many cases. So Walk Around the World with GRACE is a prime example of being proactive to fight against cancer.
It'd be nice if Walk Around the World with GRACE could put GRACE out of business, you know?
Oh, it'd be awesome. You know, if any of these things, research that,
right.
you know, that we pay for, and that, which they're making leaps and bounds in research, but, you know, it seems like every time you find a cure or a way to battle one, then another one pops up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the domino effect. Let's get rid of this one. Oh, wait. You know, Mother Nature's given us this other one now to fight, you know.
Very true. You mentioned cervical cancer prevention. I think the big thing there is just regular checkups, isn't
it? Yep, getting vaccinated against HPV, having regular HPV screening and pap smear test, and following up with your doctor if your tests are abnormal.
Okay.
So those are some good ones. Also coming up is World Cancer Day. Is observed annually on February 4th.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So that's coming up quickly. And it's a global initiative aimed at raising awareness about cancer, promoting early detection, prevention, and treatment, and advocating for improved access to healthcare services for cancer patients. And then February is also Gallbladder and Bile Duct Cancer Awareness Month. I don't have to worry about that one because I don't have a gallbladder anymore.
Oh. One less thing.
Yeah. But what's interesting about it, though, because my daughter is having, she's having problems with gallstones right now, too. And some of us have, you know, it's kind of flares up when you're during pregnancy or childbearing. And it says that being a woman can increase the risk of developing gallbladder cancer, as does being a Native American.
Hmm.
So
I did not know that. You mentioned February 4th as World Cancer Day. Is that what you said? World
yep.
Cancer Prevention?
World Cancer Day.
Okay. That's Rod Reed's bowling tournament day that day. So
That's a good day to have it, isn't
there
it?
There you go, right on the day.
Yep.
He probably didn't know that.
Probably not. I found it by Googling.
Ah, you know, the magic of Google.
Yeah, because there's so many, you know, just about every month has a cancer awareness
mm-hmm.
or so, even other diseases, you know, so.
When you can wear those cancer colors proudly, because just about every type of cancer has its own color, doesn't it?
Right. Yep, it does.
To
so.
Wear.
Another thing about going back to the gallbladder and bile duct cancer, it does say that they are relatively rare forms of cancer.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's, you know.
Well, you filled in well for Sherry this time. So
I try hard.
We just hope that people will support Grace and the many things and many activities coming up. It's an exciting time of year as we start 2024 and the 21st year.
I just would like to add that if somebody, you know, if you want to get a radon test kit, just call Health and Human Services at 608-647-8821.
Okay, that'd be a good thing to do. Thanks, Joanne. Grace Morning Show, heard monthly here on WRCO's Morning Show, and we appreciate you joining us.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.